GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
We had a good talk last week with Pat Moody of AAA New England. The study came out watching those who were using legal marijuana in Washington State and the uptick in the number of automobile crashes in which those involved, they registered a high level of THC, if I'm getting the initials correctly. In that conversation, the State Representative Patrick Corey's name came up, the Republican of Windham. Patrick, welcome back to GHRT. It was mentioned that you have a bill in the hopper in Augusta, or maybe it's up for this short session, about making sure that any marijuana edibles that you have in the car are contained or in a container. Pat suggested we reach out to you, and we wanted to have another Pat on the program, I guess. So welcome back to GHRT.
Great. Thanks for having me. Pat Moody's from Windham, too. It's kind of funny. So another Pat from Windham.
Oh.
What I do is I have an open container bill in right now, and it doesn't just apply to edibles. It applies to, you know, any marijuana. And what it does is it basically mirrors our open container for alcohol bills. So we took the law and we applied it to marijuana, or at least trying to apply it to marijuana. What it allows for is that if you actually do have an open container of marijuana, you know, like you do with alcohol, so long as it's stored in your trunk or behind the rearmost seat in your vehicle, or in a locked glove compartment, you know, it's out of reach of the passengers and the driver, of course. You can go ahead and, you know, have an open container in those places, but you just can't have, you know, an open container in the passenger area of the vehicle. So if somebody's found with that, it's just a civil violation like it is with the alcohol law, which would be a $100, you know, ticket from the officer, not a criminal violation, but a civil violation.
Pat, what's the LD on that?
It's LD 141.
All right. So we'll have a chance at least to look at it. What's the outlook on it?
Well, I mean, I've been working on this bill now for 3 years, so it's been kind of an interesting one. So when marijuana became legal in Maine, I thumbed through the law and that you know, had legalized marijuana, or at least recreational marijuana, and I had noticed that that there wasn't an open container law in there, and practically every state outside of one or two kind of have legalized adult use cannabis do have open container laws. So what had happened was in that first year, I sat on that marijuana legalization implementation committee that went and rewrote that whole law. And what had happened was those several marijuana bills just got, you know, pushed off and never made it into that law. So what I had to do was I had to reintroduce the bill last session, and with rulemaking that was taking place, I had to go ahead and wait, and then we carried it over into this session. So really this bill is kind of 3 years in the making right now. In terms of, you know, is it going to face any opposition? So right now it has a divided report. I imagine that, you know, some marijuana users, you know, want to be able to, you know, have their marijuana in the passenger area of the vehicle. But, you know, my whole sort of attitude about this is that if you can't have an open container of beer, you know, sitting there in your cup holder, you certainly shouldn't have a joint sitting in the ashtray in your car.
Oh, come on, get with it. The beer doesn't go in the cup holder. You squeeze it between your thighs and your crotch. That's the way we did in the 1970s, and we turned out fine. State Representative Patrick Corey, the Republican, Windham, on the line with us here.
Does it get warm that way?
Eventually it does, but this time of year, everything's cold. Is there any concern that you have, and maybe your colleagues have, in this bill that we're going to see, as Pat Moody pointed out, an uptick in THC-related accidents as they saw in Washington State here in Maine?
Sure. I mean, THC is sort of the psychoactive ingredient in cannabis, and it impairs drivers, you know, and our open container laws for alcohol are certainly there to prevent, you know, people from being impaired on the roadways. So, you know, when somebody uses THC and they drive, they have difficulty paying attention. They have difficulty staying in their traffic lane. They have slower reaction times. They have difficulty judging distances. They have reduced peripheral vision, and they have reduced coordination. So, you know, like alcohol, I think that if people have that kind of impairment, we probably don't want them driving on our roads.
Well, the bill isn't a long bill. It's I always go down to the summary. It makes it a heck of a lot easier, really. Maybe that's the way you vote too. I don't know. So it's a traffic infraction if you consume marijuana or a product, or to possess an open container or a product. So that takes care of edibles too, right?
Yes, that takes care of edibles as well.
Well, who's opposed to it?
I imagine that probably, you know, some marijuana users. I've seen some posts on Facebook where people have been, you know, opposed to it. Some people are calling this another prohibition. Well, you know, our open container laws for alcohol are not a prohibition of alcohol in any way. You know, and I imagine that there could be some medical users that could be, you know, opposed to this, or some cardholders. You know, with that said, that, you know, of all of these states that have open container laws for marijuana, only California draws a distinction between adult use and medical users of marijuana. By and large, they just lump it all into, you know, the same.
Same
for passenger areas.
We've got a law against using heroin and people ignore it. We have a law against speeding, people ignore it. We have a law against texting and driving. And wow, I don't know if you'd noticed, but a lot of people are, you might want to ask Pat Moody about that one too, but how do we hope that this law would, and by the way, I couldn't tell a marijuana-laced gummy bear from an ordinary gummy bear if you put them in front of me. So maybe, George, maybe you can tell the difference between the two. I can't.
They stick to my teeth. I don't like gummy bears.
Okay.
I think after you eat it, you might know the difference a little while.
Maybe 10, 15 minutes after, I guess. I don't know. Or maybe I don't know. I'm not that experienced with THC.
Yeah.
Do we think
it's actually really interesting. So, like, when you smoke marijuana, right, it crosses something called the blood-brain barrier a little bit differently than it does with an edible. So, you know, if you're using edibles, it takes a little bit longer to cross that barrier because of the way you know what I mean, ingested it, the way it metabolizes in your body. And then, you know, with the edibles, you're, you know, having, you know, the psychoactive effects of THC a heck of a lot longer than with smoked marijuana. With smoked marijuana, it crosses that barrier in a different way. It metabolizes in a different way, and you know, you get higher, I guess, a lot faster, and you know, you also dissipate that high, you know, much quicker than you do with an edible.
Well, we all anticipate with the legalization of marijuana in Maine, we all anticipate, the police do anticipate, people who are going to be driving while they're high. It's simple.
Yeah.
It's absolutely simple. Am I going to get all kind of text messages? No, it makes me mellow. No, my reaction time is fine. The reality is, if you look at the statistics, our accident rate will go up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you also have to think about sort of the difficulty, you know, for police right now and patrolling this too, when you've got two separate laws, really two separate, you know, sets of expectations. You know, you can pull over a motorist and, you know, you can give them a ticket for having an open container, you know, in their vehicle, right, of alcohol. But with marijuana right now, you can't, you know. With alcohol, we have a field sobriety test that's, you know, essentially a chemical test. You know, you're blowing, you know, into a meter, and you know, you're outputting a certain number, you know, based on how much alcohol you've had, and you know, that can give them something objective to go on. What they have to do now with marijuana, because we don't have a test that doesn't just measure THC, and we don't know if somebody used it, you know, a day ago or, you know, 2 minutes ago, you know, we have to have them go to something called a drug recognition expert, and, you know, they have to go through a battery of, you know, cognitive and physical tests to see, you know, where they're at and what they may be on. So I think that this just clarifies, you know, at least one piece of the law or one piece of a stop for an officer.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.